Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
When we want to talk about anything paranormal, one of our favorite guests is always Red Pill Junkie. Now, Miguel has been involved in this game for many thousands of years, although he doesn't look a day over 46 or something. I don't know how old he is, so I'm probably insulting him. But is that your age, Miguel?
No, you are very close. I'm 47.
I do this. I have this paranormal skill of being able to detect ages fairly well. So, he's 47. When were you 47?
Last October.
All right, so I was coming with October what?
October the 3rd.
Okay. Now, I was talking to this cashier wearing a mask at the deli the other day, and I said, you're 19? And she said, how'd you know? Then Dr. Perkins, the guy who was going to be doing my eye surgery this coming week, cataract surgery, I looked at him and I said, you're 63, right? And he said, yes, I am.
That's interesting. How's that helped you when dating women, Gene?
Well, except you're all younger than me, so it doesn't help. And having this useless ability to recognize people's ages. And the doctor, by the way, Dr. Perkins, is in good physical condition. He's slim. He works out and everything. And I didn't see his face because, again, all the doctors I visit, and I've been visiting many lately, wear masks. But we're not going to get into that. We're going to get into the masking of the paranormal. Have you been following the scuttlebutt, Miguel, on the Pentagon UAP task force?
Yeah, I've had, I guess, as much as anyone who is interested in the topic. I don't know what you guys think, but I really have the impression that after the preliminary report was released, there was some kind of like, I don't want to say that the bubble was burst, but it certainly was deflated somehow. You know, I mean, the expectations of the people were so high up. Before the release, they were like, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, you know, it's almost here. You know, like, hey, it's going to be released any minute now. And then when it was released, it was like, oh, you know, because it was, what, 7 pages long? Something like that. I don't remember. And it was kind of a downer, I guess, if people were actually expecting something groundbreaking that the government admitting, yes, there are aliens out there. We've known it for a long time, and they have technology far exceeding our capacity, and we need to, like, establish communication with the Galactic Empire or something. Well, no, wasn't like that at all. I think that most of us who have more than one gray hair in our beards and on our head kind of, like, were expecting that it was going to be something of a downer, that it was going to be like something like what the American government has done time and time again. You know, they admit, yeah, there are things out there that we don't know what they are, but, well, who knows? And maybe if we have more money and resources, we can figure it out. You know, the end. P.S., give us more money.
If there was going to be a major announcement about something, it wouldn't come in a report to Congress, a public report to Congress, a 7-page report, which may or may not have been written by Pentagon interns. It was very, very badly written. It wouldn't come that way. This is a noncommittal report saying, well, we don't know yet, but we can't prove there's spaceships and give us more time and more money. End of story. That's, of course, I just summarized it, by the way, in 2 sentences. That's it. Nothing. I didn't expect any more because if there's going to be anything significant in what some people might have hoped in their wet dreams would come, I'm being graphic here, it would not come in that form. It would be the president of the United States getting up there and saying something, or the head of the UN, or depending on whether a number of countries get together and make a decision about a release. It wouldn't come this way, and it would be naive to expect it to come this way.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And I guess some people will still be able to make the argument that this is a part of a long-term plan of somehow like a limited disclosure in order to, quote-unquote, soften the blow to the public, like make them accustomed to the idea that, there's something there and they're kind of admitting it. But meanwhile, I have other things that I have to worry about, normal life stuff, current situations, which we won't get into. And maybe 10 years from now, they will release another little thing, tidbit by tidbit, until maybe by 2045, the president, whoever it is, will say, okay, here are the aliens. And everybody will say, oh, okay, great. So what's on TV? Or what's on the Elon Musk neural link, tonight, because I really don't care.
Well, of course, in the Star Trek universe, it's 2063, where we have first contact, where Zefram Cochrane blasts off in his warp drive equipped spaceship. And he sees the Vulcans, and the Vulcans capture the warp signature. Now, let's be frank about this. And I say this because I am going to undergo a pair of heart surgeries in the next few weeks. Obviously, I don't expect to be around in 2045. I might surprise myself. They'll fix up the heart, and the ticker will be going, and I'll hang on for another 10, 20 years or something. So everything is possible. But I agree with you that nothing immediately is to be expected unless there is some event more than what we have now. It's not just naval personnel seeing things, photographing things. That's not sufficient. All that does is tell us nothing more than we knew.
Yeah. I remember that in the aftermath of the release of the report, I shared something on my Twitter account that was not welcome among the younger members of what is now called UFO Twitter, this young group of enthusiasts who were fans of To the Stars, and they're still very loyal to Lou Elizondo and Chris Mello. And I wrote something to the effect of, you should act, or you should think, or make your mind that you will probably die without ever finding out the ultimate truth about UFOs, aliens, and all of that jazz. And if you do that, what will happen is that you will be liberated from these false expectations and this urgency that can be so easily manipulated by third parties, individuals. People will have something to sell to you, like saying, hey, I know what's going on. I know what they're keeping secret. You need to follow me. You need to support me. Oh, and by the way, if you can have, you can also give me money so we can do this thing and we can finally have the disclosure that you're waiting. And some people, I see that the same urgency that I have when I was like in my 20s and I listened to Bob Lazar and I listened to all these talk about reverse engineering of alien technology. And I thought that, man, I want this to happen within my lifetime. I want this to happen before, I'm old or before I die. I need to have this information at whatever cost. And when you have that kind of mentality, I feel that you are putting yourself at a risk of being exploited. And you guys know fully well that there are people out there in this UFO field who are looking for the new sucker to exploit.
Well, I think it's easy these days with the polarized society of getting donations for purposes and saying, well, if you do this, you'll support UFO disclosure, just like if you give us money, we'll make sure the president of the United States who was defeated will become the president of the United States in reality when the money is really being used to finance somebody's rich lifestyle. but we don't want to get into politics. More to come with RPJ, Red Pill Junkie, Gene, and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Now, when we think about getting donations to different purposes, I think about Stephen Bassett because he's not the guy who asks for money. This guy has been going around lobbying for UFO disclosure since the 1990s, and he's gotten money to stage events and everything, but he doesn't live a rich lifestyle. You know, he mostly stays on people's couches, literally. And he doesn't have a lot of money. And that's somebody who believes what he says. Whether you agree with him or not, he believes what he says. I think you have other people. Does the name Greer ring a bell? You know what I mean. He's going to sue me now. Okay, I could use the publicity. Whatever. The point being here, there are others who say if you give us money, we will get something done. But if you look at the Pentagon UAP Task Force report, if you look at the coverage, no UFO organization is involved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's, and I've heard, you know, friends of mine who say, well, I may know someone or, you know, a friend of a friend who's part of the task force. And you're right, Gene, we don't know who actually wrote these reports, whether they were an intern or some unlucky bastard who ended up, you know, having the short straw. And then, oh, great, you know, I have to write this thing in 6 months with no money, no spare time, no cooperation from the Air Force or the FBI or the NSA, whatever. And I have to, like, do this because it is required by law. After the release, the report was released, we didn't see any kind of, like, call to neither the UFO groups nor academicians, scientists to say, well, why don't you help us out to try to figure this thing out once and for all? And there wasn't also a call, like you said, to other countries, allied countries to the United States, Europe, the United Kingdom, Japan, and say, well, let's try to create some kind of like international commission. There was nothing like that. I think that the one positive thing that I've seen so far was this new totally independent initiative that was recently launched by Dr. Avi Loeb, you know, this Harvard astrophysicist who has attained a lot of notoriety recently because of his very controversial theories and speculations with regards to Oumuamua, this interstellar object that crossed our solar system. And he thinks there is a really good scientific argument to make that perhaps that object was of artificial origin. In other words, it was some kind of like extraterrestrial probe. And he received a lot of flack from his peers, from other scientists, but he also got a lot of popularity from the public in general. Why? Because this is exciting. You know, it's always exciting when scientists with good credentials say, well, yeah, maybe there are aliens out there, instead of thinking, yeah, there are aliens out there, but we're only going to learn from them from radio signals that were sent like 10,000 years ago. That is not exciting. You know, what's exciting is once you, yeah, maybe we can go and search for ET presence right here, right now. And that's what he's doing now with this Galileo project, which almost feel like a reaction to both the UFO community, to also to SETI, for the reasons that I've just explained, and also to all these people who think that the only way to learn the truth about UFOs and the possibility of alien visitation is through these gatekeepers, these whistleblowers, these insiders in the government who are trying to make us play a game of asking or demanding the government to release their information, which they always deny to do so, and they say, well, it's for reasons of national security. So here comes Avi Loeb to say, okay, you don't want to share what you may know or not know about UFOs? Fine. Keep your secret data. We are going to try to gather data for ourselves. And I actually applaud that decision, despite the fact that I kind of like sense they have a very narrow-minded way of looking at the UFO phenomenon. I mean, in terms of extraterrestrial, something that I'm not a fan of, you know, as people who have heard me in the past may know. But nevertheless, I feel this is exciting news. This is more exciting to me than, you know, the release of yet another blurry Navy video taken by you know, a jet fighter pilot.
What is interesting here, of course, is that there are supposedly very clear videos that they never seem to find a way to show us. And I can't imagine that the clearer version would represent more of a threat to national security than the blurry version. It just tantalizes us. Oh, they've got this other stuff that we might see if we sit here and hang out for a couple of centuries.
Yeah. Argument of the potential threat has always bothered me. It's kind of like paradoxical in a way. Like, imagine for an instance that the CIA or NSA managed to obtain incontrovertible proof that there was going to, that there is some kind of like a killer asteroid that is going to hit the Earth and wipe out all life on our planet. And it's going to come here in, I don't know, 6-10 years. So we need to prepare ourselves. But they refused to give us the information because the data was obtained through secret spy satellites. You know, I mean, they will say, well, the asteroid is coming, trust us. We cannot show you the data because it's classified, but please take us on a word that there is a threat. How would they be able to convince the people? How will they be able to convince even, you know, the scientists? The scientists right now, when they hear the arguments and they hear the testimony of David Fravor or Alex Dietrich, when they hear Chris Mellon and Luis Lizondo say, yeah, we know for a fact that inside the vaults of the Pentagon, there is the clear footage, the radar sensor information obtained during these encounters, but we cannot show it to you. How will they be able to win this game, I wonder?
Well, the question, of course, is what kind of game they have to win. They just seem to be mollifying the people who expected something. See, they gave us a serious report. They didn't dismiss the possibility of spaceships, although we'd have to ask them to define what they mean by lack of proof. I assume hard evidence, but there are 1,000 questions you can ask. And what makes it worse is the report is released in the absence of anyone being available to actually answer meaningful questions. Red Pill Junkie joins us with Gene. And with Randall, you're in the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Thousands took to the streets in several French cities on Saturday to protest mandates requiring a new pandemic health pass to use public transportation or to enter many businesses and restaurants. The protests have happened for the last 4 weekends following the passage of that measure. Starting on Monday, the health pass will be needed to get into bars, restaurants, and to access most forms of public transportation. French President Emmanuel Macron says he hopes that the passes will encourage people to get vaccinated as the country faces a fourth wave of COVID infections. And New York Governor Andrew Cuomo could face misdemeanor charges, according to Albany County Sheriff Craig Apple. The sheriff made the announcement Saturday in response to a criminal complaint from a former aide to the governor who accused Cuomo of groping her. Apple promised that a comprehensive investigation would be conducted, though he would not commit to any timeline for its completion. An investigation by an independent panel overseen by New York's Attorney General's office concluded that Cuomo sexually harassed 11 women during his time in office. This is USA Radio News. A combination of wildfires and heavy rains are causing landslides in Colorado. Brad Bernards has more.
As ominous storm clouds gathered in western Colorado over a large area blackened by a recent wildfire, torrential rain fell and the charred land stripped of vegetation gave way, sending a rush of mud and boulders tumbling down steep canyon walls onto I-70. Chuck Decker with the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Pretty big burn scar up above where we're at, and it's been carrying a lot of water every time it's been raining. Like this last week, we had a pretty big event, maybe a 500-year event that carried 5 inches of water, 5 inches of rain.
And Dennis Thomas, co-founder of Cool and the Gang, has died. Thomas was the alto sax player, flautist, and percussionist for the band best known for hits like Celebration, Joanna, and Get Down On It. According to a statement from his representative, Thomas died in his sleep at his New Jersey home. He was 70 years old. This is USA Radio News.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Hi, it's Grant Cameron from PresidentialUFO.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We should point out that RPJ did design a really nice caricature of me that we became one of our Paracast logos. And we offer T-shirts with those logos. If you go to theparacast.shop, theparacast.shop, this is not a commercial because if it's heard on the Spotify or Anchor versions, it has to be free of ads. Red Pill Junkie is joining us discussing the meaning or lack thereof of the Pentagon UAP Task Force. And while we were talking, I looked over at what some of the organizations have been saying about it. MUFON. Okay? MUFON chief underwhelmed by DOD UAP report. My response is, I mean, what does Dave McDonald know that's different or original about UFOs? Anything?
Yeah.
I know there's a lot of silence there, but I'm not aware this guy has any special knowledge to contribute. And when he says, we're underwhelmed, okay, what is MUFON going to do about it? I hear crickets.
This is something that seems to be very characteristic of American ufology ever since the beginning. You know, the idea of trying to play the ufology game through the avenue of, demanding the government for answers. You know, Donald Kehoe with NICAP was the first one to start using that strategy. Like, we know that they know more, but they're not telling us, and we demand to know because, you know, it hasn't bear any fruit in the last, 70 years. So why keep using this strategy instead of saying, okay, you know, I mean, the skies of the earth are not classified yet. You know, so why don't we go and search for our own answers? And also what is ironic is that all these people within the government who may have an interest in UFOs for a variety of reasons probably because, like most of us, they are curious people who are, you know, would like to know more about whether there is life out there in the universe or not. Or maybe if the rationale goes that UFOs really don't discriminate with regards to sightings, that there may be a certain number of people within the government that have had close encounter experiences themselves. So obviously they would like to know answers. That doesn't necessarily mean that there was some kind of like official or super classified UFO project within the government. People have tried to look for, you know, clues about those super secret groups, Majestic 12 and all that, for decades, and they haven't come up with tangible evidence, you know, only breadcrumbs that lead to nowhere. So why keep assuming that the government really knows more about UFOs than the public? I came to the conclusion a long time ago that they may know more. They may even have a lot of interesting evidence pointing to the reality of the UFO phenomenon. But that doesn't mean they are anywhere closer to solving the mystery or to understanding the real nature of the phenomenon. You know, I really don't buy all these mythologies with regards to secret dealings between the Zeta Reticulans and the U.S. government and the deals to build underground bases where they perform all these sorts of malevolent experimentation with hapless victims in order to create hybrid clones and all that. If people really want to learn about how these kind of stories began to circulate and, dare I say, infect ufology, they should really get a copy of Adam Gorelick's book, Saucers, Spooks, and Cooks, which really goes deep into how all these began to brew first through people like John Lear and Paul Benowitz, and then how it became ingrained in ufology in the field and also even in pop culture in general. You know, I mean, I guess people by now, even if they're not interested in UFOs, they may have heard about hybrids and underground bases and all these things that, and this is something that Adam Gorelick and Greg Bishop have managed to write about, and very convincingly, all this had its origins within a certain disinformation campaign that was initiated within certain branches of the U.S. government.
Would you think that the current UAP task force is also disinformation, because it basically ignores the entire history of the UFO field, other than this recent bunch of sightings from the Navy?
I cannot say for certain, but that is something of a suspicion of mine. Or at least this is kind of like the attitude that I will behoove anyone interested in the topic to take, like that they should really educate themselves with regards to all these games that intelligence and counterintelligence people have played with the UFO community for years and years and years, promising them that they will finally get that silver bullet proof that they can take and they can show to the world finally that they are extraterrestrials among us. From Bill Moore, Paul Benowitz, and now it seems that Leslie King and all the and the people who were involved with that New York Times article in December of 2017, I kind of get the suspicion that they also made some sort of deal, that they approached Leslie because she was one of the most credible, one of the authors with best credentials in the UFO field. She wrote this book, UFOs, Pilots, Generals, and I don't remember the title, but it was well received. It had a foreword by John Podesta, you know.
But I want to point out one thing here. One of the three authors of the First Times piece, Helene Cooper, is the New York Times Pentagon correspondent. I mean, she even goes on cable TV networks as a Pentagon expert. Her coverage is the Pentagon. She's an expert on the Pentagon. And it's interesting that she is the one, the most significant one, to be part of this article from a journalistic standpoint.
Right. And then Helene wrote the other article that was that appeared in the New York Times before the official release of the report, saying, "Well, the report does not prove the existence of aliens," which was very, very interesting. You know, it's almost like Helene was distancing herself from the way that the story has grown and has taken out of control, saying, "Oh my God, the government admits UFOs are real, and you know there are aliens, and they have crashed saucers, and they are reverse engineering the technology and all that." And also, even there were people who pointed out the day that that article came out that just a few hours later it was slightly edited, the headline. Like it was less skeptical in the tone. I don't remember exactly what the first headline was, but yeah, it was more like the report fails to prove the existence of aliens, and then the edited version was it didn't prove the existence of aliens, but it cannot dismiss it either. You know, so it was a slight change, but I think it was important. I would like to know why it was done.
Probably because the headline was not accurate, in my opinion. Red Pill Junkie, Gene Steinberg, J. Randall Murphy, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First game Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
While you were talking about the Times pieces, I was looking at the background of Helene Cooper. She's born in Liberia. She was the papers, the New York Times White House correspondent in Washington before she took the Pentagon beat. She is also part of a reporting team that won a Pulitzer Prize for international reporting. So this woman has first class credentials as a journalist.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, she, of credibility, heck, she has superb credibility in terms of what she does. And the fact that she has covered the UFO or UAP beat has not hurt her credibility at all.
Yeah. Although I remember reading an article in which she kind of like explained why she decided to be involved with the December 2017 article. When she met Lou Elizondo, she made a statement that she kind of like felt there was something off with Elizondo. Like, almost like she didn't trust him 100%, but she felt that the story was too big to ignore. I guess she didn't do a full background check on Elizondo. She decided to go ahead and co-write the article. And as you know, then later, there were other journalists who brought into question the role that Elizondo played within the Pentagon UFO program ATIP.
I think that kind of thing also sometimes overwhelms the message. But I think if people within the Pentagon were doing this deliberately to spread disinformation or to divert your attention, and they wanted to get the attention of the major newspapers, she'd be an ideal point person.
Right.
Well, for sure. I mean, that's just logical. And so yeah, she'd be the first person that they'd get in contact with because she's the official contact. And then you've got Leslie Kane in the picture, who would naturally be the one that makes the most sense to for her to reach out to. And according to Leslie, they did the background checks and everything else, but she was very guarded in our interview with her about how those meetings went. Because I tried to get from her who it was that they reported to then. Like, who was Elizondo's superior? Who's calling the shots on this? Who reports to who and who does what with these reports? Do they just go into a box and then go sit on a shelf somewhere? What happens to them? And we couldn't get any traction on that whatsoever.
Interesting about Leslie Kane. She comes from a politically connected family. Governor Thomas Kane, Republican from New Jersey. So we're talking here about a well-connected family of which she is a part. I think she's a niece or something like that. So this kind of sort of explains how she may have gotten a hold of certain government contacts.
Right.
Well, sure. And that, and plus, she's also a trained journalist, and she knows how to dig into a story. And so that is what she would do. And it wouldn't be beyond her, I'm assuming, to use every legitimate means at her disposal to get to the bottom of the story. And she does a pretty good job with it. But, you know, we all have seen that we're not all getting the full picture. We never do. Here's how it kind of boils down for me, you guys, and you see what you guys think of this. There's about six steps here. I'll go through them fairly quickly. But the national security angle seems to boil down this way. First, the powers that be have the data. That's the number one point. Like you were saying, Miguel, they probably have a lot more evidence than we do, and I don't doubt it. I mean, you just look at the kind of equipment they have for monitoring and recording virtually everything that goes on near Earth and in space, and they have satellites out beyond the moon. And that's not just sci-fi. They do. They actually have them, and they look back towards the Earth, and they can see what's on the other side of the moon with them. So they have the data, but they can't release the data because it can compromise national security. They know that we know that, being the serious civilian ufologists and firsthand witnesses, that we know already anyhow. So they have everything to lose, nothing to gain by disclosure. But they also know that we'll get our own data anyway, eventually. So logically, the most advantageous strategy is to avoid official disclosure and let the truth will out over time, because it will anyway. So we end up with this drip, drip, drip disclosure, which amounts to exactly the same result, because eventually the technology they can't reveal, say, a few years ago or even now, will become common knowledge along with what they already know. So it's a natural process of drip, drip, drip. It's not necessarily that it's a big conspiracy. It's just going to take a long time because it's part of the way that the system is built.
Well, yeah, maybe, but I still wonder, Randall, whether there is a deliberate manipulation of the way that the story is being told. You know, I listened to Chris Mellon, who also comes from a very prestigious, very wealthy family, and I listened to part of his interview with Joe Rogan, and it really paints a picture of the involvement of the government in the study of UFOs that it really feels a bit off. You know, like yeah, they never manipulated the UFO to their advantage, the UFO mythology to their advantages. No mention of people like Paul Benowitz, how they managed to drive him crazy, telling him stories about alien base in
the right. Show. Yeah, the whole Mirage Man thing. Yeah.
No mention of the more than likely possibility that the United States government carried out clandestine operations in countries like Brazil and Argentina to carry out fake alien abductions, maybe using things like LSD. In order to brainwash people, and Nick Redfern, a friend of ours, has written how that could have happened to Antonio Villas-Boas, one of the most notorious cases of alien abduction in the literature. No mention of Rendlesham Forest and what happened there, you know, and the possibility that there was some kind of like psychotronic weaponry being tested on the people.
Well, see, now you're adding a whole other layer to this thing. Like, I was just talking about the UFOs themselves, the alien visitors, but
yeah,
this is a whole other layer that is really quite interesting, and that I'm completely with you on this, RPJ, because it's fascinating for one thing, just from an international intrigue point of view, but I mean, you would expect them to do that. We had John Alexander on. I mean, he admits that they use mythology in a way that is advantageous strategically. So why wouldn't they?
Yeah, so I feel this is kind of like a whitewashing operation. Maybe that's one of the multifolded goals that was pursued with the launch of Tom DeLonge's To the Stars. You know, the idea of try to whitewash and to improve the image of the government and intelligence agencies with regards to how they handled the UFO problem. You know, because even, I mean, Tom DeLonge has admitted it himself that he came, that he went knocking through all these secret offices, and he told all those people, you have an image problem. You're going to have a real hard time trying to enroll young people to replace your aging force. So I can help you. I can help you to improve your image with millennials and with to, you know, Gen Zers and so you don't have that kind of problem.
To get them to sign up for Space Force, you mean, or something?
Space Force and the CIA. I mean, have you recently taken a look to the CIA's enrollment commercials? They are, you know, like, they're really interesting. I mean, the way that they show how the CIA is this upbeat organization, so exciting and, you know, full with fresh, young people who want to, you know, serve their country, and it's interesting. And movies like Michael Bay's Transformers and all that, they also play a role in trying to excite young people into having a career within the military, and they often use aliens fighting the Earth in order to do that. You know, that's not secret.
We've got more to come with RPJ, Gene, and Randall. You are in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience, so I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.